buy the best you can buy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Esther Brooks Nursery in Scarborough, Maine. We'd love to have you come down. And they've just told us that they've extended the flyer with the early bird specials until 10 o'clock. So come on by and take advantage. A lot of things on sale, and it's a great little place with a little bit of everything for all of your gardening needs. This morning, we are getting ready for spring planting. And I thought it would give you a little bit of help with getting a couple of experts to help you select the right plants and the right soil. So I've asked a good friend, John Harrison, to join me this morning and to tell us what the different soils will do when you're putting in window boxes or whiskey barrels. John is from the Espoma company. Espoma is a company that makes Holly Tone and Plant Tone and these great organic fertilizers for your garden. And I thought he'd be a lot of great information for you to help you to have a better gardening season. John, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Paul, good morning to you. Good morning to our friend at Esterbrook. And what a great day to be gardening.
It is. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. And we've had a frost here 2 weeks ago, and a lot of our evergreens have been knocked back. Some of the new growth on PJM rhododendrons, on yews, on Japanese maples, hydrangeas and things. Tell us about how Holly Tone and Plant Tone can be worked in and how it's going to help to bring back this new growth.
Well, I think it's important to understand what you said. It's new growth that was harmed because the frost unexpectedly came in and took it before it had a chance to harden off and be able to withstand that temperature. But those plants will come back. They'll come back very nicely, actually. And you mentioned the PJMs and other roadies and such. They should be fed this time of year with Holly Tone, and Holly Tone will be a great product to help those things come back from that frost that you mentioned. It's very easy to use. It's all natural and organic. You just sprinkle it on the soil around the base of the plants and water it in. Really only need to do it once or maybe twice in the spring if you're really trying to push a lot of growth. But really once is all that's required, and then once in the fall, and those plants will be fine. Holly Tone will take great care of them.
You know, one of your products that I really promote on the radio a lot because I've had really good results with it is something called BioTone. Could you explain to our listeners about this unique product and what it does for your plants compared to other fertilizers?
I'd love to. BioTone Starter Plus is the name of the product, and it's an all-natural plant food. So it has the nutrients plants require. It's enhanced with a set of biological microbes that have been proven to enhance many aspects of plant growth, including root mass and flower production, shoot weight, what have you. And then we add mycorrhizae. Mycorrhizae is kind of neat. It's a naturally occurring fungi that forms a relationship with plant roots. And what that does is that it allows for much larger root mass to bring nutrients and water into the plant. And the result is the plant is much more likely to survive the shock of transplant. It's going to grow a larger root mass faster. It's going to grow a larger top faster, and it's going to produce better, and it'll much, much easier to withstand the drought of summer that we know is coming because the plant's going to have a much more extensive root mass. Now, it's critical that the product be used at time of planting, so we don't necessarily recommend it as a maintenance feed for plants that are in the ground. But if you're planting or transplanting, it's the ideal plant food to get those plants to their best possible start.
So if people have already put in, let's say, tomatoes and impatiens and things like that, can they take some of this biotone and work it into the soil around the plants to give them a little boost and to have this mycorrhiza help the plant, or is it too late once the plant's already in?
The mycorrhizae really needs to be in physical contact with soil. So if the plants are already in the ground, you can create holes around the individual plants that you're trying to feed and pour the product in there, or, as you said, sort of work it in around those tomato plants or impatiens that are already in the ground. So you can use it. You just need to work it into the soil so the product gets in the root zone. The critical benefit of the mycorrhizae is seen when it physically comes in contact with the roots.
So they've got to work it into the soil, and it will do its job.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Now, one question that I get asked fairly often, and I'll get a lot of emails, is, Paul, what's the difference between an organic fertilizer and a chemical fertilizer, and what's all this hoop to do about going organic? Can you tell our listeners the difference?
Sure. That's in a nutshell, an organic fertilizer is generally sourced from something that was living at one point, whether it be a plant or animal. And synthetic fertilizers tend to be molecules that are synthetic or made by man. The critical difference between them is that most synthetic plant foods are water soluble. In other words, they go into solution and feed immediately when they are watered. Organics are water insoluble, or tend to be water insoluble, and they require a conversion process in the soil to break down and release the nutrients. And what that means is that they are very long lasting. So you don't need to apply it nearly as often as you should be applying the synthetics as they label them. And another critical thing about organic gardening is the whole concept of organic gardening is improving the soil, feeding the soil, adding organic matter to the soil, having a living, breathing soil for the plants to thrive in. And an organic plant food is certainly one critical aspect of doing that, because that conversion process I talked about has to do with encouraging bacteria or soil microbes, naturally occurring microbes, to actually work on or digest the organic matter to take it from that insoluble state to a soluble state that the plant where the plants can get the nutrients. And that encouraging that soil biological activity, if you will, is one important aspect in feeding the soil and improving the soil. And that's just something that the synthetics just can't do.
So if you're going to garden organically, you're going to have better soil in the long run.
Absolutely. The soil is the backbone and foundation of the garden, and the concept of organic gardening is to have that vibrant, living soil that supports the plant life. And organic plant foods absolutely add organic matter to the soil, and they encourage soil biological activity. And those are things that are critical for success in all gardening, not just organic gardening.
Now, there was one thing I meant to ask you, and every time I've seen you, I've forgotten. When you're adding mycorrhizae and all of these bacteria to the soil, they're doing their job. Do they or most of them survive the winter? Or is it something that we really have to do every single year because they don't survive?
That's a great question. The biological activity in the soil is temperature dependent, and that means as soil warms up, the biological or microbial activity in the soil increases, and that's a good thing. That's helping to break down organic matter and helping to get nutrients in the soil more available to plants. As the soils cool, those biological elements go dormant, and they lie there. They don't go away. They don't. They're not frozen away, or they don't. They're not killed necessarily, but they are dormant. Adding them each year with the fertilizer that you add, the organics, will help the conversion process of the organic fertilizer. So it's always a good thing to continually add them. But the existing soil microbes, unless you're doing something to harm them, using high salt-containing fertilizers, for instance, or synthetics, unless you're doing something like that, they're not going to go away. They're going, apart from their natural life cycle, everything has a beginning and an end. But the cold weather, per se, doesn't harm them. It simply slows their activity.
Okay, so if you're using the mycorrhizae on your plants and the plant is a perennial or a rose bush, it's going to continue to be alive on that plant the following season. You add more to continue to make the soil better.
That's correct.
Terrific. John, thank you so much for joining us this morning and spending some of your precious weekend time. I know, like all of us, you're trying to get your garden done, and I appreciate all of the information and helping to explain organics to our listeners.
Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's FERTILOME.com, for a dealer near you.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're at Estabrooks on Route 1 in beautiful Kennebunk. Come on down, say hello. The coffee's made, and we'll be here for a little bit to answer all of your gardening questions. Don, who's up next?
This is Dave from Cape Cod, who has a question about his lawn.
Dave from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Paul, I have a couple of questions about my yard. I seem to have an invasion of what I'll call a couple of different kinds of rogue grasses. And in a couple of cases, I've actually killed them with Roundup, and then I've dug up the dead grass and replanted. My question with regard to that is, do I actually have to dig up the dead roots of the grass that I killed, or can I maybe just cut it down close and just reseed it there?
Yeah, you do not have to dig it up, Dave. What you can do is if you cut it as short as you can, take a steel rake, scratch up the ground so that you've loosened up some of the soil, and then you can plant directly into that soil and thatch area. If it's a big area, you can rent a machine called a seed slicer, and that's available at where they rent power equipment. And you put the seed in the seed slicer, and it cuts little grooves right through the dead grass, injecting it into the soil. And for a big area, this is a lot easier than taking a rake and scratching it and then going back and seeding. And I've done this before. The seed slicer is a fairly new piece of equipment. And I've seen it used where people had Japanese beetles or a lawn insect called a chinch bug. And it kills everything. And the grass turns all brown. And the old way was to rake up, rototill, and start over. With the seed slicer, you leave that grass alone. You put the seed in the top of it, and it runs just like a lawnmower, but it injects the seed in 2-inch grooves that are underneath this machine, and it works absolutely wonderful. Now, if you're looking for a good grass that will live underneath shade, in full sun, and something that takes a lot less maintenance. There is a grass seed called Eco Lawn. And if you go to a website called wildflowerfarm.com, you can get some information on it. This is a very, very unique grass seed. It requires one fertilization a year. It grows in full shade. It grows in full sun. It drinks a quarter of the amount of water that a regular lawn will. And it only needs to be mowed twice a year. That's how slow it grows. But it matures very, very quickly. It's a variety of fine-bladed fescue. And it's absolutely incredible. If you live in the Boston area, Northeast Nursery in Peabody has it. And Northeast Nursery is on Route 1 in Peabody. I'll give you a phone number, and you can call and let you know if they still have any left. But it's 978-535-6550. Area code 978-535-6550. And it's Northeast Nursery, and they have this Eco Lawn. Or you can go to wildflowerfarm.com, order it on the internet, and it really is an incredible grass seed. Something new, it was developed in Canada. In Canada, things are changing very quickly. By the year 2012, you cannot use in Canada any chemical fertilizers, no insecticides that are chemical, no weed killers that are chemical. So the Canadian agricultural business is totally organic, and this is the early stages, a grass seed that requires one fertilization a year and is very, very hardy. So if we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. And if you'd like some additional information, go to my website, Paul Parent, like mom and dad, parent.com. And at the very top, sign up for our email newsletter. And every Thursday, we'll send you a newsletter with four different stories about your garden and how to plant and various trees and shrubs. And it's all free every Thursday.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in five varieties.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
.com.
Okay. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Guidance Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next is Rachel from New Hampshire, who has a question about daisies and carrots.
Okay. Rachel, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. I appreciate all your information and help through the years. I have
a problem
with some red little critters on top of my daisy family. I have a perennial bed with daisies and Shasta daisies and echinacea, and there are little tiny things at the top of the plants. Little red, and then the second question is, I have carrots and beets and onions that I left in last year because they were too small to pull out, and they're coming up very good this year, and I didn't even mulch them. So they're getting pretty tall, and I'm thinking they're going to seed, and my onions, I clipped off the tops where the seed pods were starting to form. And the carrots are starting to get a thick stalk in the middle, and I broke those off, and I'm wondering what else I should do.
Okay, what happens? Carrots, beets, and onions, they make the seed on the second year. So anything that you did not harvest last year, their job right now is not to make a nice big carrot root. It's not made to make a nice big beet for you. The job of that seedling right now is to make seed to be able to reproduce itself the following year. So it's to your advantage right now to pull all of those seedlings that you didn't harvest last year out and plant fresh seed. That way you'll have something that's going to be edible, because the ones that remain are going to concentrate on seed production rather than producing a nice big tuber as a carrot or a beet underground. And, you know, that's the way Mother Nature works. It's a perennial. Things like lettuce, for example. You plant it now, you harvest it while the weather is cool, but when the weather gets warm, it goes through a process called bolting. And the out of the center, whether it's a head lettuce or a leaf lettuce, a stem will come out and produce a flower. And the flower will make seed so that you can have seed to grow this crop again the following year. It's the way that Mother Nature works. So for your case, pull the carrots out and clean the garden and start fresh so that you'll have something that you can eat. Now, on these little red bugs, if they look like a ladybug, put little spots on them, ladybug is more rounded, but there is a bug that's rectangular, and people often think it's a ladybug. This is what they call, this is the beetle that will eat your lilies. Asiatic lily beetle is the name of it. And the first generation eats holes in the leaves. The second generation will eat a hole in the stem and then eat its way down into the ground and eventually eat the actual bulb. But they will eat other plants. And the only product that I know that will take care of this Asiatic lily beetle, and again, it's rectangular. It's the same color as a ladybug with spots on it. And it prefers lilies to anything else. But the only product that will take care of it is called Tree and Shrub, made by Bonide, by Bayer, and Fertilome. And you use 1 tablespoon per gallon of water. And you pour it right over the plant and let it soak into the ground. And if you have a grouping of 5 lilies, you need a quart. In the case of your plant, figure about a pint of liquid right over the plant to soak around the ground so that the roots can absorb it. It's a systemic. And the plant will pull it up through the soil into the foliage, and that will take care of insects that are attacking that plant. And it works very, very well. Thank you, Rachel. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Peggy from Massachusetts, who has a question about fleas and ticks.
Okay. Peggy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you, first of all, for your weekly newsletter. I like
Thank
it very
you.
Much. And my question is on flea and ticks. I took a deer tick off my dog this morning. I got bitten by one last week. What can I use to spray my lawn to eliminate
okay.
these animals?
There's 2 things that you can do. If you're looking for something that is totally organic and natural, there's a new company on the market. It's called EcoSmart. And EcoSmart has worked with the state of Maine at the Disease Control Center, and they have treated different state parks, and they found this new organic product will control mosquitoes and ticks, and it's totally, totally organic. But the name of the company is called EcoSmart, and the product is a tick spray. And it comes with a built-in sprayer. Just attach it to your hose and spray it. And it's all essential oils. And the state of Maine rated it at like 98% out of all the products that they tested. They really loved it. Now, if you're getting some deer ticks, I want you to go to a website called Daminex. But to make it easy for you, write down this phone number. 800-234-TICK, T-I-C-K. And this is a company, we had them on the radio at 7:30 to explain how their product works. The little, looks like toilet paper tubes. They stuff it with cotton, and the cotton's been treated with a pyrethrum-type product. It's very safe. It's used on dogs and cats in their flea collars. Okay, that's how safe it is. But they treat the cotton with it, and you put these tubes around on your property. The mice will pick it up and use it for a nest. The deer tick spends its early years on the mouse. When it's old enough, it leaves the mouse and it goes to the deer. So if you use a combination of the deer tick tubes to kill the young and a spray by EcoSmart to control the adults, you'll have the problem solved. Okay? But call this number, 800-234-TICK, and they'll give you some information on the deer tick tubes. And they're wonderful. Very safe, very effective, and it controls the tick when they're young. And because you've got some mature ones, this EcoSmart, E-C-O-S-M-A-R-T, and you just spray it on your lawn, and it will kill all of the ticks on your property. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
This is Mary from Massachusetts, who has a question about holly.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a holly tree, and it has black spots and yellow leaves. And my husband used to make a solution, and I can't remember what it was.
Well, the black spots and the yellow leaves is a fungus that's on that plant from last year. And last year, we had a very tough year for plants. If you remember back, Mary, we had during June, July, and August last year, all of the Northeast from Long Island to Maine, from Maine all the way to Michigan almost, we had the wettest and the coldest summer ever recorded. We had 27 inches of rain during June, July, and August, and diseases were every place. So what I want you to do is this. I want you to buy a fertilizer called Hollytone or Acid Adoring. It's made by Dr. Earth, and both of these are organic. But it's Acid Adoring or Hollytone. And feed the hollies right now. And this will help them to make some new growth. And what will happen is the leaves that are infected with the fungus will fall. And now you'll have a nice plant with all brand new leaves, no yellowing, no black spots. The fertilizer will help to keep them healthy. And if we get wet, cool weather, then you can buy a fungicide to apply for it. But for now, concentrate on feeding it to make the plant darker green and to prevent spots on the new growth that will develop in the weeks to come. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Denise from New Hampshire, who has a question about lilacs.
Okay. Denise, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you so much for taking my call. I really enjoy my Sunday morning with you.
Thank you.
I have quite a few bunches of lilacs, but
yep.
I've tried to clean them up and tried to get the suckers out of there, and it seems to have actually multiplied rather than getting rid of them.
Okay.
How do you get rid of that?
You don't want to get rid of all of them, because those suckers are there for a reason, and that's for the future, because as the ones that are big now 10 years down the road, they're going to be 15 foot tall, and they're going to need to be removed, and you need something to replace that so that you have a nice thick plant, you have flowers that are lower in the plant so that you can better smell them. And on my lilacs, what I do is I remove about 50% of the suckers. And anything that's skinny, that's small, they're first to go. And I want to try and keep the nice big ones. If there's some that's like as big as a pencil, those I save. The ones that look like a toothpick, they're gone. And you may remove 75% of them, but keep at least 20 or so good size ones to keep the plant productive, to keep it growing, to make it thicker, to make it fuller, and to give you more flowers for the long run. So suckers are a plant that rejuvenates. Now, the other thing that you can do is some of these suckers are not growing in the center, but they're growing away from the main shoots. You could probably dig some of those because they'll have their own root. Dig them, transplant them, and start some new lilac plants in a different part of your yard. And I remember growing up, my dad did that every year. We had one huge clump of purple lilacs, and within 5 or 6 years, we had 10 clumps because he would dig up all the suckers around him in the spring, transplant them, and he started all brand new plants. Lime them. The more you lime them, the better they're going to be. And a slow-release fertilizer like Plant Tone is an excellent fertilizer. But sun and lime is the secret.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Estabrook's, Route 1 in Scarborough. So if you get a chance, come on down and say hello. We'd love to see you. Don, who's up next?
This is Barbara from Martha's Vineyard, who has a question about broccoli.
Okay. Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I know we're almost at the end, so I'm going to talk fast. I bought the broccoli plants. Everyone says, oh, you never grow those. Those are too hard to grow. I haven't put them in the ground yet. What kind of advice can you give me?
Barbara, it's the easiest thing that you'll ever grow.
Wonderful.
Put it in a sunny location. Get them in the ground now. Broccoli is a cold weather crop, and it does best when planted, when the temperatures are cool. So now is the perfect time. And what's going to happen, you're going to feed it just like you do tomatoes and cucumbers and squashes, which is like every month with a general purpose fertilizer. Or you can use this Thrive product. But what's going to happen is the first head that comes out is going to be like what you see at the supermarket, 3, 4, 5 inches in diameter. You cut that off, and then the fun begins. Broccoli will make little side shoots between, 1 and 2 inches in diameter from now until Thanksgiving. And you will pick more small rosettes of broccoli from that plant than you will the initial. Most of us go in the supermarket, we see this great big thing of broccoli. Great. But when these side shoots come, you're going to go crazy. And I plant 12 broccoli, and my wife and I will eat them in salads. We'll eat them cooked. We'll eat them in every combination. And we have broccoli until the plants die, and usually we'll go until at least Thanksgiving. We live in Maine, and we'll have snow on the ground, and sometimes we will still have broccoli coming. But it's the big head is nothing. The little side shoots that come, And what I do is I'll go in the garden, like, every couple of days, bring a Ziploc bag, cut the little rosettes, put them in your Ziploc bag, put it in your refrigerator. When you get enough, eat them. If, by chance, you miss and they start to make a yellow flower, break it off and throw it on your compost pile. And if you can feed them on a monthly basis, that broccoli will continue to grow and grow and grow nonstop until it's frozen. Okay? Thank you. And for those of you looking for that Eco Smart Seed, the one that requires less water, less fertilizing, and you only mow it twice a year, I'll give you a phone number to call. 978-535-6550. That's Northeast Nursery in Peabody. They have it in stock, and if they start to run low, there'll be more orders coming in. But give them a call, 978-535-6550, and they can help you with this EcoSmart lawn food, lawn grass seed. It grows in the shade. It grows in the sun. It will grow on the side of the road where there's salt damage. It will grow underneath big white pine trees. It will grow underneath oaks and maples where there's not a heck of a lot of sun. It's absolutely incredible. And we were talking about fleas earlier and ticks. And ticks are really, really active right now. If you want something that's organic and natural that will kill ticks as well as mosquitoes, the name of the company is Eco Smart, E-C-O-S-M-A-R-T, and they have a product that's made of natural oils, peppermint, rosemary, clove, thyme, sesame. Sounds like you're making a salad, but these are all food-grade quality essential oils made up in this product. You spray it in your lawn, on your grass, between your shrubs, in your perennial beds, and it will kill the ticks. And it's all organic and all natural. And your local garden center will have it. If he doesn't, they can order it for you. Okay? So there's a lot of fun things out there, a lot of things that are safer for the environment and better for you. And if you have questions, call me, 800-259-9231. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Next Sunday, we'll be in beautiful New Hampshire, and we'd love to see you. Have a great week.